KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll move to dismiss impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a move that would end the Senate trial before arguments even begin. Boeing is in the spotlight as members of Congress examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft manufacturer. The Senate holding back-to-back hearings on Wednesday to hear from aviation experts and people who have worked at Boeing. Three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least 14 people. At least 61 people were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 15 points, the NASDAQ 116 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. An Amber Alert has been issued for 5-year-old Caden Perryman and his 13-year-old sister, Janiza Gunn, who were last seen Monday night in Gibbs Village. Investigators believe Janiza abducted her brother and drove off in a 2011 Chevrolet Equinox. The car was found in Selma Tuesday, but the children are still missing. Tensions were high at Tuesday's Montgomery City Council meeting after a wave of violent incidents swept the city over the weekend. Mayor Stephen Reed acknowledged the shortage in Montgomery's police force in a statement while also stressing community intervention as part of the solution. Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday advanced legislation that would withhold economic incentive dollars from companies that voluntarily recognize a union without holding a secret ballot election. The measure comes in response to auto manufacturers in the South facing a strong unionization effort. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka, has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Studio, man in the phones, emphasis on man, and what a man over there. He's not old, he's not 50-something. He's a man. Yeah, Eddie, I'm talking about you. I'm just saying you were man in the phones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, some Montgomerians that are still venting about all the things that happened.
Well, as they should.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have fun talking about how much of a man you are, though, at the end of the day.
I'm very manly. In fact, yesterday I hurt my back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I coughed a little too hard and hurt my back.
Okay. And what, you coughed too hard?
Coughed a little too hard and hurt my back.
Wait, so you built your rebuilt your entire seawall, yeah. And that didn't hurt your back?
I still got 30 feet to go, by the way, so I need a week
but
off.
But you coughed.
I coughed. No. That's the thing of getting old,
see,
dude.
What I work with here.
You'll see.
In fact, I have an old friend, not just acquaintance, friend, J.P. Cortez here in the studio. J.P., how you doing?
Joey, it's great to be here, man. It's good to see you guys again. Thank you for having me.
What?
Echo?
Echo?
Yeah,
what
was that? There we go.
You kill it? But now I'm muted.
Yeah. No, but you can, we can hear you through that mic there. I was like, what just happened there? It's like we entered the tunnel. Great to see you, though, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great to be back in Alabama. I don't get to come down too often, so it's good to be back home, you know?
Now, tell me about the organization you're with and why you're here this fine day.
So I'm the executive director of an organization called the Sound Money Defense League. We're a national nonpartisan group that works to remonetize gold and silver, right? Every time you walk into a gas station, every time you walk into a grocery store, you're seeing the dollar dying. And the reality is, you know, we don't choose the dollar because it makes good money. No one has really thought about, wait, why are we using the dollar? Are there alternatives? Could something be better? And so constitutionally, gold and silver are the only types of money prescribed. So I go state to state and to DC, remonetizing gold and silver, removing the friction to use of gold and silver as actual money. And I'm happy to say we're doing that here in Alabama. In the past couple of years, have passed some legislation here on this issue, and this year they're considering ending the capital gains tax on gold and silver in Alabama, which is the last major disincentive to using gold and silver as money in the state. The state removed sales tax a couple years ago. Now it's just the friction on the back end, and people will be able to adopt their own gold standard.
So if you were in the current system trying to, you know, buy goods and services with gold or silver because of that cap gains tax, anytime you do a transaction, you might be subject to a tax event.
Exactly right. And that makes it unworkable as money, right? If you go to the grocery store and trying to use gold and silver as money. You have to track your cost basis. You got to track what you bought it at, what's the gain, and now I owe taxes on this gain, and it becomes a whole ordeal. So financially, it's unworkable to use gold and silver as money, and that's not by accident. The government wants you using the dollar. They don't want you using alternatives. And so I'm going state to state saying, no, that's not what we're going to do here.
Now, where does Alabama rank compared to other places?
You know, Alabama's been pretty good on this issue, having recently passed legislation to end the sales tax, or to push back the sales tax sunset exemption that already existed. So several years ago, Alabama had passed this law. There's a sunset provision in the legislation, and so every couple years, smart, conservative, liberty-minded legislators are going in and pushing that sunset back because they see that taxing gold and silver, the only form of money mentioned in the Constitution, is asinine, right? If you walked into a gas station, exchanged $1 for four quarters, and the attendant wanted to tax that transaction, you would say, this is insane. I'm just exchanging one form of money for another.
Yep, right.
And that's exactly what you're doing when you're exchanging these IOUs, these Federal Reserve notes, as they're called, for actual gold and silver.
Now, how do you think gold and silver, the precious metals, they have the history behind them. Mm-hmm. How do they match up to, I've become a fan of, say, Michael Saylor and a lot of the Bitcoin maxis, say, Vadina Moose, for instance. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that conversation comes up when you see the rise in cryptocurrencies. So what's your thoughts on this, given, precious metals being the more historic money?
So I think, like you said, the precious metals have the track record of success. It's been thousands of years. Since time immemorial, people have used gold and silver as money. It's had value. And So gold and silver are soundly what could be considered sound money, that is defined as money that's over the long term sustains its purchasing power. Bitcoin, I think, is a new technology, but I am very bullish on the idea that, wait, this is a completely decentralized currency without anyone manipulating its supply. This is the ideal money.
Right.
To the extent that you want your money as to serve as a measure of value, not you wanting money to put your finger on the scales, to help your political allies, to hurt your political enemies, domestic and foreign. And right now, that's what the dollar is. It's a weaponized tool. It's a cudgel. Used to harm your enemies and help your friends. And if that weren't the case, if monetary policy couldn't be weaponized, I think, it's maybe a little lofty, but if you fix the money, you fix the world. You fix wars, you fix poverty, you fix endless government spending, you fix a bloated bureaucracy. Money, it's second to language. It's the single biggest communicative tool that human beings use.
Right.
So to have someone, the government, going in and insidiously, quietly manipulating this currency so as to benefit the wealthy and the politically connected, this is wrong. It's immoral. It's unconstitutional. So yeah, I'm super bullish on gold and silver, obviously, and I think Bitcoin is the ultimate sound money, and we're seeing that play out right with the rise in prices and adoption. Gold also has been hitting all-time highs, and silver have been hitting all-time highs for the last 10 days. So I think right now we're seeing a revolution in money. The market is telling us that the dollar is dying.
Now, I remember when we would have many a conversation meeting in Auburn that like a lot of these, the idea of sound money had been around for a long time, but it hadn't been, say, in the zeitgeist of the mainstream. And certainly like Bitcoin was just getting going back then. And so I know you've been engaged with this issue. I don't know the exact amount of years, but I guess my question is, what sort of traction are we seeing with this message, and who do you think is most receptive to it? Where are you seeing the most, opportunity and success of actually getting people to understand the importance you just laid out?
It's been almost a decade now since doing this here at the Sound Money Defense League. And you know what? I'm happy to say that there has been tremendous growth. And I think a lot of that certainly is the hard work that we've been doing at the organization. But I think another huge part of it is that inflation has become a dinnertime conversation. It's no longer deniable. The government can no longer lie or try to hide or obscure that this is an issue. So more than ever, people are starting to ask themselves questions. Wait, what is money? Why do we use money? Where does it derive its value from? And when you're asking questions like this, we've seen legislatively a massive growth in this. There are more, I think about 9,000 elected legislators across the country in the United States, state legislators. the vast majority of them have never heard the term sound money, have no concept of what it is. So not only are we going through legislatively and doing this, but using it as an educational platform to talk about to these legislators that are making decisions that affect all of our lives, and explaining to them the importance of sound money and, you know, how it harms the poorest among us in many mm-hmm. cases. And, you know, to your question about where is this most well received, you know, I think in my experience now, sound money is a totally nonpartisan issue. I've had, you know, red states, quote unquote red states, that have a red legislature and a red governor that I've had to fight tooth and nail to pass the most basic sound money policies in. Alternatively, New Jersey, for example, a state that is notoriously blue, known for its very high tax rates, just passed a sound money bill through their legislature completely unanimously, not a single no vote in either committee or in either chamber. Ultimately, that bill was vetoed by a Democratic governor. But so that's just one example. Hawaii is another example, a blue state that has progressed legislation like this. So I think inflation comes for everyone. And states themselves are waking up to this idea that while this is a federal problem and the Federal Reserve and federal policy, while the dysfunction stems from that, that doesn't mean the states themselves have to sit idly by and do nothing
right.
while the purchasing power of their dollar withers away.
No, and I don't. Next thing I want to say is, don't get me wrong, boomers, but I've just, in my experience, found that you're seeing a rising new generation of legislators rising up at the state and federal level. In fact, Caroline Dobson, who won last night for the brand new Alabama District 2 to get the Republican nomination, she's just a little bit older than you and I. And I've seen this with our junior senator, Senator Britt. Like, when I asked them about sound money, when I asked them about some of the new technologies and how to also free, say, the more historic monetary metals out there, they're receptive. Mm-hmm. Whereas I used to get blank stares. You just don't understand how the Fed works, yada, yada, yada. So it maybe isn't it the calamity that might be coming our way when you look at the big long-term trends? As much as that's going to hurt, it could be birth pangs to a new beginning, right?
Absolutely. And I think, sadly, ultimately, that's the process that it's going to have to undergo before sound money becomes captured in the zeitgeist again. But I think you're right. Legislatively, we're seeing people that are understanding or more open to this idea. You know, I think people in our age group are thinking to themselves, man, am I ever going to be able to afford a home? I'm having to take a second mortgage out just to afford groceries this week, medicine, transportation, food. And so these questions are more pertinent than they've ever been. And I'm happy to say that states, it's not just that they're freeing gold and silver for individuals, which is to say most states are passing legislation to remove taxes on the individual purchase or sale, but states themselves, having a fiduciary duty to protect their taxpayers and their own coffers, are passing legislation to empower their state treasurer to invest in physical gold and silver. Many states don't allow their treasurers to do that. So explicitly allowing legislation or passing legislation that allows them to do this, passing legislation that declares that CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, will not be as accepted as money in their state. States that are bolstering their pension funds and their teacher retirement funds with physical gold and silver, states establishing in-state depositories. So it's not just on an individual level. States themselves and the people that go into making these multi-million, billion-dollar decisions are realizing, wait, we've got billions of dollars invested in cheap commercial debt, in third world debt, in all of these things that in many cases have a real negative rate of return. Because if you're telling me you're gaining 4%, but inflation is actually 8%, what you're really telling me is that you're losing 4%. And with that in mind, in many states not owning a single ounce of gold or a single dollar to sound money, states are actively passing legislation to allow state coffers, state reserves, to be protected with gold, silver, and even Bitcoin.
Yeah, and it's an interesting change that's coming our way, but the question of what is money and who controls it, I think, continues to gain, say, political salience, and that is something I'm very happy to see. I've got to hit a quick break here, and the show must go on, but if you're free, you want to hang out for a good bit of the show here?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, here, let's hit this break. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
JP Cortez right across the desk from me in the green. And plenty to get to today, gentlemen. But let's go to T-Spear. Has been very patient. He's been holding like an hour. I apologize for the wait, T-Spear, but how you doing today?
I'm doing well, not a problem.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, T-Spear.
There we go. First of all, to Caroline Dobson, congratulations on your win. I wish you well. You're going to have a hard fight in front of you, and all of it can't be nasty. So you need to learn how to fight properly with political. So Dick Brubaker is a tremendous person, and I think we lost an opportunity to have another great state senator. That's enough of that one. I want to go to this mother. As a mother myself, I'm not sure I could have stood up there and relayed the information in her plea to the city council as calmly and as rationally as she did. When the gentleman wanted to cut her off after a certain number of minutes, after he. A lot of people there to sit and talk. But when you are discussing a situation that is life impactful to your family, but he wants to cut you off in that manner, no, sir. He needs to understand that part of the problem is Montgomery, just like that in Washington.
D-Spear, our connection's not great. You're free to try to call back here because of the issue. But, I think our chairman of the council should have read the room a little bit better there. Okay, the three-minute rule. Yeah, it's you can let her go for five, sir. Like, give me a break. JP's not from here. And so I was telling you off air that this awful shooting last week. Mm. And we had people show up at the city council. And I've never seen a city council here in Montgomery like this. A huge crowd of people very, very upset with what occurred last week.
Understandably so.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's awful when you see time after time, it's usually young folks who know each other, but they know each other, and you kind of hear the sad story over and over again. In fact, the mayor, when he spoke last night, kicked off that way, saying it's, you know, they get in a fight or they want to show how bad they are. I was disrespected and it leads to the gun. And that shouldn't happen. But there's something about a person who was just waiting at a stoplight and now her life is forever changed, now paralyzed, that it gets a rise out of folks and rightfully so.
And it seems particularly senseless. You know,
yes.
It's numbing.
Yes, exactly right. And, well, here, let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Good afternoon. In every community and town, there is a defining moment. And I think last night was a defining moment in Montgomery. Of course, CNN or any of the major news networks, maybe even Channel 12 wasn't there, I don't know. But it wasn't covered. But it's going to cause change, and this is usually the way it goes. A victim has to be killed before the government decides to change. And I truly believe she is not going to be paralyzed in vain. And I hope it will wake up the community, and just like you saw the show, that's what's going to get politicians' attention, because they're elected officials, and that's the only thing that's going to cause change. But Joey, if you purchase a good hunting dog,
yeah,
and you train him properly, and then you go out to the woods to hunt squirrels, and you let the bed down to the truck, and there's a yellow line down the middle of the woods, and you tell that hunting dog, don't get off that yellow line. No matter where the squirrel runs, don't get off that yellow line and see if you can catch it. And that's what they've done to the police officers with the Montgomery Police Department. They've said, we want you to go out, but we want you to stay on the yellow line. No matter where the criminal goes, no matter what he does, you have to stay on that yellow line. And they can't work like that.
Right. And it's at a point where I've been frustrated with our policing judicial system for a long time. And in my mind, you need very swift, severe penalties and consequences for violent crimes and like theft and armed burglary, all these things. Like the stuff that leads to the most violent events, you have to nip that in the bud incredibly seriously. But it seems like whether it's on the policing side, and, you know, to MPD's credit with low force levels, they are solving a lot of these crimes. Then it's thrown into the judicial system, and you've got this huge backlog. And then people are right back out on the streets, and especially when you're talking about juveniles, they're right back out on the street. And so it's It's something that needs to be solved, but apparently there are big cities around the country who are realizing, yeah, we kind of made a mistake after George Floyd. And they're seeing their homicide numbers come down now. I'm thinking of, like, Philly, for instance. But it shouldn't have been this way in the first place.
Well, two quick points. Number one is that don't use the 300 number for the amount of officers. It's well below that now, Joey.
Yeah.
They lost 11 officers last month. And number two, if the mayor would have given the same attention to this incident as he did the Riverboat Rumble down there, and even talked about bringing in the FBI and it being on national news, him getting up and making speeches about it, if he sends the message to the police department, if he makes a speech, maybe a Nick Saban speech to the police, and they know where he is, what he wants them to do. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't try to play the political fence. Tell them what they will go out and do it if they know he has their backing. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, and I've talked to the mayor about this. I think all of us, whether you're more a Democrat or a Republican or you don't fit, you fall somewhere in the spectrum, when you're thinking about your local community, playing into the national narrative can often be an incredibly destructive thing. It removes you from the actual folks in the community, and I think everybody plays into that at their own detriment to a degree. Let's go to Eric the Dog. Hello, Eric.
Hola.
Hi.
Hey, you know the really sad part that Stephen Reed has to live with about this? You know, is he's going to have to live with that question of, what if I had actually done something before it escalated to this? What if I had let the police do their job? What if I had hired enough people to fill out the positions that I have currently available? What if I had acted like a mayor of the people instead of a mayor of a particular part of people? What if? What if I wasn't such a giant douche and did my job? How would this have been? That's about all I got to say about that. Usually I'm kind of funny, but...
Right, yeah, usually you are, but this ain't funny. So, but I appreciate it, Eric.
This ain't funny. I'll holler at y'all. Adios.
Later. Again, 272-9228, if y'all want to try to fit yourselves in here. I now want to go back to the tape. And there are many people that spoke, and there are a lot of people who are very effective in their speaking. But I believe this is now a gentleman named Keith McCormick. And, Keith kind of lays it out. He's a Montgomery resident, and he lays out the numbers, and he lays out what he would like to see next. And I think he spoke for a lot of people there in that room. Let's listen in.
Councilman and
yes,
Mr. Mayor, thank you for allowing me to come here tonight to speak with you guys. I'll go ahead and just get right into it. According to the Montgomery Chamber 2022 Accomplishments video, the mayor, you're bringing in a good bit of projects that total more than $400 million invested into the city with companies such as Hyundai, FedEx, and Premier. Unfortunately, with the crime levels here in Montgomery, the projects simply mean that people come to work in Montgomery and they go home to a surrounding city and town to spend their money there and not in Montgomery. Not because of cost of living, but because of lack of safety. When people enter Montgomery, there is fear. On my way in today, I drove for about 10 minutes through the bypass, saw zero cop cars. Prattville and Pike Road have grown 30 and 20% since 2019 and 2020. Montgomery, in 2020, we had 200,000 residents. In 2022, we dropped down to about 197,000. That's according to the census.gov. So in those 2 years, roughly 3,000 people have left Montgomery under your leadership. Now, if you were to take that, and if every person spends about $5,000 throughout the year of their daily activities of gas, entertainment, and food, that reduction in cash flow for the full city, $3,000, 3,000 people times $5,000, equates to about $15 million. And everybody knows you spend more than $5,000 a year with your family. you know, as a patron, the odds are lower that I will use or I will go to Montgomery to do business. Just as a fear of stopping at a red light and coming away paralyzed, as my friend Amy Dix was doing. You know, Mr. Mayor, you were quoted in your 2019 transition plan, when you're playing a defense, you have to react to what the offense does. But I think as a city, our public safety department has to go on offense. Love it. I'm a football guy. So I loved your reference there. But in any sport, our endeavor, something I train in my own kids, is to have that dog mentality. My mother worked for AEA for over 25 years, next to your father. Great man. I looked up to him when I was visiting her office. He had that dog mentality. He did. He got after it. He fought for what he believed in. In your most recent State of the City in January, in the coming weeks, you said in the coming weeks you want to provide a criminal justice reform by forgiving traffic tickets and second-degree marijuana fines. I need one more minute. When I first met you in Raymer Grady, fun fact, with Doug Singleton, we had the YMCA youth football, and I said to myself, man, he's a nice guy. I like you. You are a very nice person, Mr. Mayor. But for this city, we don't need nice. We need a dog to handle these thugs on our streets. Mr. Mayor, I ask you, where is that dog mentality that your father had for this city? Where is it? You are the CEO of this city, and you have lost control of this city from a crime perspective. In any organization or program where the CEO has lost control of the area of their responsibility, the good CEOs step down because they're just not cut out for the job. So I'll leave with these three bullet points. We would like, by the next city council meeting, we want to know the results of the details of the full investigation to the chief of police. By the next city council meeting, we want a plan to replace the current chief of police. And the third one, by the next city council meeting, we want a public statement from the mayor and the city council publicly stating their full support for both our police department and the use of appropriate force in maintaining law and order in Montgomery.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick.
I'll leave you with this. In this is a case of bullet casings from Stivers Ford, bullet casings that he has picked up over the last eight months. Here.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. That's bullet your time. Casings. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, folks, that was Keith McCormick just spoke there and shaking the bullet casings there at the end. Oh, strong case he's making.
Yep.
And he wasn't alone. I keep spend the whole show playing folks that got him spoke. But here, the show here must go on. First, though, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And again, Eddie, another place that you have used that has helped you out in a ridiculous way.
Oh, yeah, they help me out quite often. Help many of my clients out, especially with the insurance.
Right.
They'll call me up and say, Eddie, I think I have an insurance claim. Well, I'm not an insurance guy, but I know a roofer, and you're going to need him. And I know a roofer that handles insurance claims. And they have hooked up my clients every single time.
Yeah, and here's the deal. If you wait on something like the roof, you like, I got homeowner's insurance. I'm fine. Right. It's like, yeah, but if you let a problem fester for 5, 10, 15 years, the insurance company is going to come back and say you're negligent. We're not paying the claim.
Yep.
And so here's the beautiful thing. At River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates are always free. So just for preventative maintenance sake, get it done every year.
That's what I say.
Through River Region Contracting.
Especially here in Alabama. Look at the kind of crazy weather we have.
And then to your point, Eddie, their insurance specialist there at River Region Contracting. So they can help you with that insurance company. If they find a problem, they might pay for.
Yep.
They can walk you through that claims process, make it an easy and swift experience. So check them out today. That number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them, well, Heard about them here, the Joey and Eddie from the radio sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES 350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ 450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PG02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looks like the Mayorkas impeachment trial is actually underway there in the Senate.
It's begun.
Yeah, I didn't know if it would actually begin. But,
I don't think anybody did, really.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Now, do we expect any conviction of Alejandro? No. But you can lay out the case of how crazy the border is right now, sure. For certain.
Just make that many more Americans put their eyes on it. Make them aware.
Right, and, you know, I came kicking and screaming to this issue. But especially in the last few years, when you see, like, the direct reports, people go with cameras right to the border and see, look at how many folks are being processed. And it's now, the population's brought in is more than several states at this point. It's like, that's a lot of folks to bring in.
No insight until November.
Right. And I'm not the guy who's like, oh, I'm mad at Jose because he's working in the kitchen back there at, down on the Gulf and we have a good time. Or, all sorts of folks that are just trying to make a better life. I get that. Why would you come to the United States? Oh, yeah. But when you see, like, Venezuela's crime numbers have dropped to a historic low, I don't think Venezuela all of a sudden solved it themselves.
You think they took a page out of Cuba's book back in the day?
Right.
Just empty out the asylums and empty out the prisons and give them some rafts.
Yeah, there's a great clip of Vivek walking the streets in New York, and it was a Colombian expat. Hmm. And he said, do they not understand? I came to America to escape these cartels and criminal gangs. Y'all are letting them back in, right into New York City. And it's like, a lot of these expats know. They came to America for good reason, and they became a part of this place. So we'll see if this is anything more than political theater. Probably not, but the theater is what drives the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where that goes exactly. Let's go to Jim on line one. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you that, Mr. McCormick.
Yeah.
That was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing off that, and I live in Prattville, but I have to go. I'm gonna have to change my route now after yesterday. But I go to Op to visit my daughter. I go down 65, get off at the Southern Boulevard, and then take a left down there at off the ramp and go around to Court Street and go down 331. So yesterday, I'm going down there yesterday morning, and I get down there, and there's these two guys standing down on the corner down there, and I hit the red light, unfortunately. This guy comes, Joey, within 2 feet of my window, screaming at me, waving a cup or something, asking for money, but just acting really strange, right up to my window.
Mm-hmm.
I will not go that way anymore. That's it. I'm going to go down the Hyundai and cut through it. What if that guy, he could have pulled out a gun, blow my head off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they allow that? I mean, I was very worried at that time because I was the first car, and I couldn't go anywhere. I almost felt like running the red light to get away.
Well, and it's such a serious possible thing that people don't need much. You don't need big odds that you're going to get shot or in a terrible situation. You just need a little bit. As soon as that number goes up 1%, 1%, 2%, 3%, you're like, why even risk that 3% chance?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there are so many folks that tolerate that, especially when I think about bigger cities in this country, it's just, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and one more thing. I read a lot of the comments that meeting. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jenright needs to retire.
Mm.
That man's been there too long. I can't believe the comments he made.
Yeah.
So anyways, I hope they can get it straightened out, but man, they're in a predicament. Here the chief of police is under investigation.
The chief's on leave for reasons they won't officially say. We suspect we know the reason.
Right, which is ridiculous by itself. We as citizens who pay that man's salary, all these people's salaries, deserve something more than I'll tell you when I feel like you need to know.
Renee Helton, who we interviewed, is there truth to her story? Is it other things that came up?
Maybe there's more than one.
Mess. Yeah, right.
I'm sure Steve or your caller there, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
He's probably got some stories to tell, but I don't think he'd do that. But what a mess. And it's really ironic. The city of Mobile's in the same predicament. Their police chief just got the boot. I mean, good Lord. But, he mentioned all the thousands of people left Montgomery.
Yeah.
After this incident, there's going to be a whole lot more.
Right. And this is the problem. We don't need to get into a death spiral. But, thing citizens can do is speak out. And, we just had an election, just reelected the mayor. So We made our choice already in that regard, but I appreciate the call, Jim. Really.
All right. All right.
See you, bro.
Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views in the Afternoon brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team, especially the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon, they can help you whether you're looking to buy or refinance that home of yours. Especially if you're a first-time home buyer, they can walk you through that complete buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And, you know, not all pre-approvals are created equally.
Correct, Joey.
There are some shops that give you pre-approval, but it's not worth much. When you deal with Alabama Home Mortgage, you're going to have sellers that go, wait, Alabama Home Mortgage? Like, yeah, okay, you're definitely set.
Well, they know that you're a local lender, and they know that you're serious.
Right. Well, and that's the great thing about Alabama Home Mortgage. They really are local folks, and they'll actually sit down, get to know you, your goals in owning a home, or maybe you are looking to refinance to unload some credit card debt off your back or any sort of debt that you might need to consolidate, or it could be you just want to reinvest in your home, your property, your family. Maybe that kid just graduated, going off to a new city. You want to help them out. All sorts of reasons, but this is money you built up in your home, value you built up. You can use it for what you wish, and Alabama Home Mortgage can get you the best possible deal. So call them today. That's 567-4223. 567-4223, or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. Hopefully we'll have Michael Cohen with Cohen's Electronics and Appliances after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing today, man?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're surviving Montgomery. You know, just another day in the gump.
Could be tough.
It can be. Pretty heavy show, especially from what happened at the city council meeting and, of course, what happened last week with not just the shooting of Amy Dix, but you know, several over the weekend. And it's just, it's becoming too much, I think, for everybody here. And, you know, I know you've been a lifelong resident, and I'm sure you hear about it as well.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't want to become another Chicago, that's for sure.
Right. Certainly.
And it seems like we're kind of getting closer to that cowboy mentality. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most of us want to sit back, have a good time, watch some sports, watch a great movie or TV show, maybe on that brand new big screen from Cohen, sitting in a nice relaxing chair, maybe grilling out on one of those Napoleons. You know what I'm laying down, right?
Yeah, sitting in a nice theater seat, keeping your beer cold in your nice new refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's what we'd like to be doing.
Now,
but We're not all radio show talk hosts.
Now,
that's a very elite crowd.
Well, let's pick somebody who's not me. Say we got somebody with like 6-7 kids. They're doing laundry all the time. You still suggesting the Speed Queen product?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Speed Queen, God almighty. The way it's built and engineered and all the metal that they use and the lack of plastic that they use, somewhere we have this shaft that they have that attaches the motor and the t- tub together. And that shaft looks like, I mean, it, while it's only probably, I don't know, 18 inches long, but it does look like something that you could use as a hammer. I mean, it is so heavy duty. And you just know that the unit's built. And then after I go to these shows and I see the coin-operated ones for the washer terriers are the same models as ours. They just have where you have to stick in, I don't know, $1.50 in quarters to wash your clothes, which that's really a testament that you're getting the same thing. You're not getting something that's re-engineered to be a home product. You're basically getting the same unit that's made for the wash interior for your home.
Well, there you go.
Clearly, if you need laundry, Speed Queen is the way to go. And a lot of people have already had one of the $400 or $500 washers made by brand anybody, and it lasts 2 years, and then they come back and they buy the Speed Queen, and then they have an extra $500 invested in the Speed Queen when they should have just got that up front.
Well, folks, you got to go buy Cohen's today. Of course, you can always shop online at thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you, whether you're looking for some of these great appliances to fill up the laundry room or the kitchen, or you're looking for those great electronics as entertainment options from big screen TVs, great Kickbutt sound systems, you got to stop by Cohen's. They're 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. Open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael or one of the great team members and say, hey, I heard Michael on the radio with those idiots, Joey and Eddie.
It may be three idiots.
No. Well, appreciate the time as always, Michael.
All right.
See you, bud.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
And again, folks, Eddie is here, as well as, I'm saying, old friend J.P. Cortez here in the studio. He's currently residing in Charlotte, visiting town to talk about some sound money and the latest things that we can do here in the state of Alabama. And are you hopeful about that cap gains tax being removed?
Yeah, you know what? I think I am. Between the building on the momentum after having passed pro sound money legislation in Alabama just a few years ago, and the undeniable popularity of these measures across the country. You know, states all over the country are doing this very thing. So yeah, I'm positive. I know we're getting towards the end of the session here this year, but I'm positive we're going to be able to get this done overall in Alabama.
Fantastic. Yeah, I like it when Alabama actually does, you know, good things.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried when Andrew Sorrell became the auditor and he was no longer there in the legislature, but his influence still continues. Yep. And the legacy still continues. A lot of great new representatives there in the state house. I never thought I'd say that about Goat Hill. Mm. I always used to think those creepy, you know, Baphomet in the basement, drinking free liquor.
Let's go back down there.
Oh, yeah.
Go hang out with
I don't like to breathe in the mold. Did you notice the mold?
I didn't notice.
You didn't come back with an itchy throat or anything?
Right, okay, good. I'm glad you didn't spend too much time.
Overexposed, yeah.
Yeah, because I've definitely noticed it, spending some time down there. Now, coming up in the last hour, of course, we'll field more calls at 272-9228. But a few things happening. Number one, that Mayorkas impeachment trial has continued. Somebody called Coach Tuberville's office and tell him to stop slouching behind John Kennedy. Sit up in your seat, Coach. Also, the FISA bill moved forward, not just reauthorized, but now supercharged.
Right.
So as we're trying to protect our Fourth Amendment rights, they've now eviscerated them even more, and Schumer is laid into the calendar to get this thing passed in the Senate. We'll get into that. Big shakeup at NPR.
Yeah, you saw that? Mm-hmm.
My goodness. We definitely got to get into those clips. But the editor, the 25-year editor who was criticizing NPR with that Free Press interview that we talked about last week, he was suspended. And then he finally said, you know what?
Can't suspend me. I quit.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's and kind good of for him, beautiful.
Man. Good for him. Stand up for what he believes in.
And he's saying what we've known to be true whole time. NPR is news for white liberals. That has been the case for decades.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
for
you.
Awfuls. Affluent white female liberals, yeah. And as well as my priest uncle who still likes to listen to him. Like, what are you doing?
And that's the thing. Everybody knows the deal. That's all he did was come out and say what we already knew. Mm-hmm. And they're going to bash him?
Well, and a lot of folks have, I think Chris Rufo has been digging up a lot of tweets by the new CEO of NPR, new president of NPR, and then all these other